Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. The market, the crypto market has bounced pretty nicely in the past 24 plus hours or so, showing a little bit of a sign of life after the massive correction, dip, whatever you want to call it, crash. It doesn't really matter. It is what it is. The market showing a little bit of life, still nowhere near its all-time highs, but you got to start somewhere, and I think it is a nice bit of positive momentum. So we'll talk about the crypto, a little bit of a bounce that we have going on here. Also, I want to talk about some of the passing FUD that's happened and some of the ways in which we've been able to recover, and I think how I mentally deal with some of the news that comes out in terms of just verifying information and doing due diligence on that news, because it can be very easy, especially if you're on Twitter. Sometimes there's some pretty uneducated tweets. Sometimes I'm the uneducated one on Twitter, but there can be some pretty uneducated tweets about hackings and about all these type of bad things. So we'll talk a little bit about that and how you can just do your best to confirm and stay safe with all of this things that are going on. One quick note too, though, is hopefully, if you had a chance to watch the interviews that I had recently with Alexander Kravitz, the CEO of Xtrade, Clay Collins, the CEO of Nomix, and then Charles Hoskinson, the CEO of IOHK and a massive contributor to Cardano. Hopefully, you enjoyed those. If you do have any comments or questions or feedback, I'm trying to get better at interviews, at trying to improve the content on the channel, at just trying to be better so the content is better so that you guys enjoy this more, you get more value, you get more education, more knowledge. So if you have any helpful comments, helpful critiques, I'm all ears. If you just want to call me an idiot, I can take that too. I'll probably give you some snark back, but I'm all ears for helpful comments on interviews. I have a number of other interviews coming up in the near future here with the team at AirSwap next week, with Ari Paul late in February, which I'm stoked for, with the team from Blockstack in early March, and a couple other ones I'm in the process of scheduling. So more outside of just the daily content, which I absolutely am going to consider, I think that adding additional perspectives to the marketplace from hearing from these individuals is massively important, and hopefully you folks enjoy that. If you don't enjoy it, then just watch the daily videos, but hopefully you get some value and knowledge from these other individuals that come on the show to talk, and hopefully you enjoy it. So let's get into what's going on with the market in general right now. Like I said, Bitcoin is up about 5% on the day. Ethereum is up nicely at over 7%. Ripple, XRP, the standard, is making a nice little bit of a move upwards as well, 20%, still down about 76% from the all-time highs, but Ripple still close to getting close to a dollar here. And basically every single cryptocurrency out there at this point today, at least with on-chain FX, which is usually a fairly decent collection of those, but every cryptocurrency out there minus our friends at BitConnect, shout out to the guys who told you to buy the BitConnect dip now that it's down 99%, but every cryptocurrency out there besides BitConnect is basically up in the green. And I think that is a really nice positive sign for the marketplace in general. So I'm very happy to see that. And as I've looked at what's been going on with the marketplace in general, I've started to do a lot more of like analysis on my emotions and feelings when the market is going up and when the market is going down. And one thing that I've noticed, and I tweeted about the one move that I really made with this big correction, is just for full transparency, when the correction happened, I didn't sell anything back into fiat. When the market crashed from whatever you want to say, $20,000 Bitcoin and, you know, these smoking hot altcoins, these hot cheap altcoins, when that market crashed, I didn't take much profit back into fiat. I redistributed some of my crypto around between the different crypto assets. I kind of rebalanced a little bit, but I didn't necessarily sell any back into fiat, which was, looking back on it, not the best move. However, as the market just started diving and diving and diving, I started to feel like, okay, this is getting bad. This sucks. I hate it, but it's getting to a point where the value of this, the value here is too much to pass up. And that's why, like 4 days ago, back February 5th, when I saw Bitcoin at sub $7,000, I was looking at that and I'm thinking, hey, in addition to my daily dollar cost average, which I do literally on a daily basis. If the market goes up, I'm dollar cost averaging in. If the market goes down, I'm dollar cost averaging in. I just do that every single day. I was looking at that and I was thinking to myself, this is too much value here to potentially pass up. I personally don't see Bitcoin's all-time high of all time. When we look back historically, I don't think $20,000 is going to be the most expensive it has ever been. I do think that Bitcoin, and I think with a lot of the other cryptocurrencies out there, or some of the other cryptocurrencies out there, the all-time highs that they have hit are not going to be their all-time highs forever. So I made a much bigger move into Bitcoin again at sub $6,900, around $6,900. Granted, I did not time the bottom perfectly by any stretch, but when I look back at that, I am pretty happy with just the thought process in place that I had. I was looking at the overall sentiment, and as a lot of you guys know, I'm not much for technical analysis. There are people that do a fantastic job with TA. I am not one of those individuals who can look at a chart and really determine human emotion based off of it. I more look at different social signals and social cues as far as what people are talking about on Twitter, what people are talking about on Reddit. And it sounds bad, but it's like when, you know, a lot of these people are joking and or seriously talking about, hey, you know, we need the suicide hotline number. Most of the time it's joking. I really do hope it's joking, because that's not something to joke about. But like when you start seeing posts like that, that's when I start looking at, and all these people talking about selling their houses and living in cardboard boxes because they bought too much crypto. That's when I start looking at it and thinking, okay, now is a decent opportunity to scale in more, because the pain might not be over, but it's painful enough now that I'm probably getting good value. And that's what I did when I saw Bitcoin at sub $7,000 and scaled in pretty heavily at $6,900 or so. Granted, it went down to $6,000 at one point in time. I think it might have even gone a little bit below $6,000, depending upon what exchange you were looking at. But that's the type of thing that when I go back and analyze what I was doing, I was fairly pleased with that evaluation. On the other end of the spectrum, I didn't do a very good job during the euphoric phase of Bitcoin going from 10,000, you know, going from sub $10,000 all the way up to $20,000. I did not do a very good job in terms of managing my emotions and some of these altcoins, managing my risk, because those shot through the roof. And in crypto, what goes up must come down in a lot of respects. And I didn't take any money really off the board. And if I had done that, I would have not only not had to take fresh fiat into the market. Maybe I would have used that anyway, but I might not have required that fresh fiat to go in, and I could have increased my stack quite a bit more than I would have been able to do otherwise. So looking back, I feel very comfortable at this point in time in terms of buying into dips, and I've managed my emotions to the point where I tweeted about it today a little bit, but sometimes when you feel like puking and crying and you want a hug from your mommy, that might be the time to buy an asset in which you have a very high conviction in. For me, Bitcoin is a very high conviction asset. Ethereum is a very high conviction crypto asset. There are a couple other ones. I do also have crypto in my portfolio that I like, but it's not something that I have a massively, massively high conviction on. So when that dips, I'm not increasing my stack on it. Bitcoin, on the other hand, I do have a pretty high degree of conviction in that it will be around in a few years and it will eclipse its all-time high at some point in time. And if I'm getting it below that, it's basically a 3x move if it hits its all-time high. So I'm happy with that. Now, when I'm looking at just the market in general right now too, and thinking about everything that's going on, one of the big things that I'm thinking about is, while we're still significantly off the all-time highs, we are still pulling back pretty heavily, or we've still pulled back pretty heavily. I mean, you still have Bitcoin 57% off its all-time highs. It's lost a lot of momentum per se. There's more money coming into the space, in my opinion, than there is leaving. I'm still having conversations on a daily basis with people. I'm still going to meetups and talking to individuals that are running hedge funds, that are running, that are trying to figure out how to get money into crypto. And I still do think that there is a significantly greater amount of money that is sitting on the sidelines right now that is waiting to figure things out, whether it's custodianship, whether it's proper risk management, whether it is crypto diversification, whatever it might be. I remain pretty positive on the amount of institutional money and big players that simply haven't figured out or just haven't been comfortable with the risk, like the security risk profile of cryptocurrency. When you look at having a small percentage of your portfolio in crypto and the kind of the risk-adjusted returns there, I do think it is very much worthwhile for a lot of these larger institutions to be playing in this space, and they are looking at that and realizing that as well. So I personally, at this point in time, when I look at the market as a whole, is money coming in or is money leaving? I think that there is going to be more money coming into the crypto space than there is leaving. So I still am bullish on it for the mid to long term. Short term, I'm not one for short term predictions. You guys know that. But medium to long term, I do remain very, very positive on the outlook for crypto. And I think you're going to start seeing, and especially just the conversations I've been having at meetups and in interviews and kind of behind the scenes with a lot of people, the amount of money that is coming into the space, it seems like it's pretty mind-blowing. So I'm fairly positive on that. Now, one thing that a lot of people have been looking at least in my opinion, when it's come down to it, is when the dips happen, when these crashes, corrections happen, a lot of it gets attributed to FUD, and whether it was the upcoming congressional meeting that happened or something about China and VPNs and blah, 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 like China hasn't banned crypto for the past, 6 months or 3 months or 4 months, whatever it is now at this point in time, since September. I look at the FUD, and I personally, or the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, for anybody who's not necessarily familiar with that, I look at every negative point of news, and I try to confirm that in my mind and see, is this actually something to be worried about, or is this something that could potentially be a buying opportunity, or I just need to dismiss it straight off the bat? And I would recommend you do that as well. Whether it is the greater market news, where somebody's talking about China banning cryptocurrency and all this negative stuff about China, where in reality, crypto was banned in China really since September, the ICO participation, a lot of things like that. Crypto was for the most part banned basically in China since September. So new news that came out about that is really just a regurgitation of old news. So looking at something like that and determining kind of what the deal is. And then there were also a lot of people pointing to negative outlooks of the congressional hearing with Jay Clayton, the SEC chairman, as well as with Chris Giancarlo, the chairman of the CFTC, where they actually put out a lot of information prior to the congressional hearing, where you knew for the most part that the information wasn't going to be bad. So the second that hearing actually came on and confirmed that everything was, honky-dory for the most part, minus unless you're having an ICO, then confirming all that information beforehand really helps you to avoid any type of silly decisions. I'm sure a lot of people out there that didn't do their own research when it came down to the SEC, CFTC meeting with Congress sold some crypto in advance for, oh my God, the U.S. government's going to come out and say something bad. But if you had done 10 minutes of research and you had seen the Wall Street Journal article that was co-authored by Chairman Clayton and Chairman Giancarlo, and you had done some research as far as the information that both of those individuals and their organizations had published, you would have seen, for the most part, the exact same statements that they had already said during that congressional hearing, and you would have been able to avoid a lot of that information. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because Binance came out and there was a whole issue with Binance, and the trading platform was essentially you were not able to trade on Binance for the better part of 24 plus hours. And there was a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt out there in the market about, oh my God, Binance is hacked, everybody's going to lose their money, blah, blah, blah. And credit to the team at Binance, first of all. Credit to the team at Binance because they were very much proactive in dealing with a lot of the negative statements that were coming out. Perhaps you saw John McAfee retweeting something of basically a doctored screenshot, which is ridiculous in and of itself. But John McAfee retweeted a doctored screenshot of the Binance website saying that they were basically hacked, which obviously wasn't true. Binance immediately addressed it and said, hey, we're not hacked. You can also look directly at our Bitcoin wallet addresses to see that all of the money is still there. And they were very proactive. But that's the type of thing as well, where you could easily see a tweet from McAfee or a tweet from somebody else saying, oh my God, Binance is hacked. And if you're not doing any research, you're going to think, oh wow, I should probably sell some of my crypto because it's going to, this is the one of the largest exchanges in cryptocurrency. This is going to drop the market. If you did 5 minutes of research, if that, you would have seen that, hey, the Binance team has come out and said, we basically our technicals are all messed up. We are having massive issues and we're fixing it right now. But if you want to look at our addresses, if you want to look at our official statements, blah, 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 then that's fine. Now, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about where just doing 5-10 minutes of research in a lot of respects can save you a ton of time, a ton of headache. And when it comes down to some of this fear, uncertainty, and doubt, a lot of it can be unfounded. And a lot of times, somebody can quickly spread a message on something like Twitter or Facebook or somewhere else where it's just simply not true. And you want to avoid that as much as possible. Now, as much as I love Binance, I am a big fan of Binance. I actually use it more than Bittrex nowadays. But as much as I love Binance, I do think that this also goes to show the necessity for storing your own cryptocurrency. If you're not doing that yet, you really need to take control of your money. And what I mean by that is acquiring yourself a ledger, buying a treasure, buying some level of a hardware wallet, or just understanding OPSEC behind cryptocurrency in a much better manner. Because while nothing so far has happened with Binance and there are no issues there whatsoever, it just reinforces the idea that you really should be more secure with your cryptocurrency, and you should not leave. You can certainly leave some if you have active orders, if you have orders open, whatever you might need to be doing, but you should not leave a majority of your cryptocurrency on any exchange, on any one exchange, or even multiple exchanges, just because you are putting your control with another individual, and that is something that is not always the best move on the planet. So you want to make sure that you are doing that in an intelligent manner. And again, I always recommend a hardware wallet, a ledger, a treasure, whatever it might be. Now that a lot of the FUD has potentially passed with the markets, I'm sure there's going to be new issues that come out. There's going to be new articles, things like that, that go on. We'll have to see exactly what might happen there. But for the time being, I am holding strong with my positions, and I'm waiting to see what exactly happens with the market. I am, for the time being, waiting to see kind of exactly what goes on. Some people are saying, and some people are telling me, hey man, you should probably, you made some nice trades, or you made a nice trade buying in lower. You should probably ditch that. I think we're about to head lower. Some people are saying, hey, we're about to run up to $9,000, $10,000. I'd like to see which way the market shakes out personally. A little bit unsteady as far as where we might be going short term, but also long term, like I said before, I am very bullish on the amount of money coming into the crypto space that will have a positive effect on the market in the long run. So I feel fine in terms of just holding on to my crypto for the time being. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, would love for you to hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. And if you're listening on the podcast, any ratings or reviews, I really, really do appreciate them, especially if you enjoyed some of the interviews that came out recently. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. I hope you have a fantastic day, night, wherever you are watching in from. Take it easy. Peace.